Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop, we embrace all forms of music and creative expression from the past 100 years of recorded sound. I just love this song. I use it quite often in the opening or the closing of Radio Thrift Shop. It's from a 45 by, I should know this, Roger Webb. Great tune called Gray Sigh. Okay, well, while we're usually delving into the past, I'm actually going to delve into the future to start today's show off. Though we will be cruising back to the 1950s and beyond, or before, a little bit later. This is from a release that has not been released yet. It's going to be coming out next month on the Fruit de Mer record label. Band called Beautify Junkyards, and a cover of a Nick Drake song, From the Morning.
They weren't done from the out cloudy. My thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some poems in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question, why? And they linger there to die. And my friends, neither do I. Cloudy, 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 cloudy.
An icy waste of snow. A man has got to go where he has got to go. From the Big Bang till there is no more life on Earth. Pushing his body to affirm what he is worth. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rock of the siren you'll stay. The shades of fancy shadow simulacra he must fight. By dropping sticks together, man may fight to quell his fear at night. To lift the veil of nature, man must pit his deeds against his fate. And wield the sword of reason at the darkness lurking at his gate. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rocks of the Simon, you'll stay. Thank you. the scorching tracks of ever-shifting sand. Will mankind ever reach the vaunted promised land? To have to struggle from the cradle to the grave, our process changing him from man into a slave. But go as you may, by the end of the day, on the rocks of the Simon, you will go as you may, by the end of the day, at the feet of the goddess you
The Last Dance with their cover of Dead Can Dance's Spirit. Before that, the Barry Gemso Experience with Dial S for Siren. The Guild Light Gauge featuring Eddie Simon, Paul Simon's brother, on a tune that Paul Simon wrote called Cloudy. That's from a scarce 7-inch vinyl single. And we started this program off with Beautify Junkyard's Nick Drake cover from The Morning, about to be released next month on Fruit de Mer Records. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to let you know that you can contact me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, requests, I'd be glad to hear it all. We're going to cruise back right now to 1904, way back in the time machine. We're going to hear a song by Billy Murray. No, not that Billy Murray. Come Take a Trip in My Airship.
I love a sailor loves me and sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails all the sea, all over the wild briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails upon high, he's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening draw nigh, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. One night while sailing away from the crowd, we passed through the milky white waves. Just idly sailing and watching the clouds, he asked me if I'd name the day. And right near the dipper, I gave him my heart. The sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part, and teach all the babies this tune. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we swoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon.
And after that, I think it's time for some adventures of Flash Frisbone.
Les aventures de Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, le disc jockey plus stupide. Il annonce les programmes d'un nouveau cum sans paper. Flash Frisbone au Canada. Dans l'épisode dernier, le Frisbone Kid a retourné au Canada, le studio du WAP, le temple avec musique. Écoutons.
Oh, monsieur le Frisbone, les studios.
Ah, ces studios sont très bons, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que ça vous dit?
Je me sers de ces studios, c'est très bon. Et aussi très moderne, también. I can't do this. Let's do it the normal way.
And now.
That's better.
The Air Check Factory presents the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, the disc jockey that just can't keep a job. You'll remember in our last episode, Flash was hired at the studios of Hilo 2718, an all-weather station with the WAP format, weather-oriented pop. Flash is with the station program director and manager, Nimbus Colombo, on the way to the studios to begin his first day inaugurating the new format. Let's listen.
Dancing up a storm. Well, you know, I mean, if you really think it's going to work that way.
Listen, Frisbone, there's no doubt. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit not only Manitoba, not only Canada, but the world.
Yeah?
Pretty soon, you're going to have stations with a WAP format playing weather-oriented pop for their localities and getting the big numbers.
The big numbers?
That's right. The big numbers. I'm talking about cumes.
Yeah?
I'm talking about quarter hours.
Yeah?
I'm talking about success, Frisbone.
Jeez.
Success. S-U-C, success.
Yeah.
Now listen, let's take a look at the studios.
Okay.
I want to show you over here.
All right.
This is the weather wire room. Now in here we have all the weather wires from all the major services.
Okay.
We've got the weather in every city, in every country in the world. Your job is to give that weather to the people.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to know only what's going on here in Bim Bam. Uh-huh. They want to know the weather around the world.
The world?
That's right. Weather. Weather-oriented pop. Now you take the weather from these weather wires, okay, and you take the, over here we've got our satellite receiver, which is constantly giving us a complete drawing and maps of the world with the weather, and you see you got here, you got these, I don't know what you call these little circles.
Isobars.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway, you got all that stuff.
I know that.
And your job, Frisbone, the heart of the format, is to make the music and the weather go together.
Together? Why would I do that?
That's the format. WAP. Weather-oriented pop.
Oh.
Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, and by the way, Frisbone, you got to accept it because I got nobody else to take early evenings.
That's my favorite shift, anyway.
Your job is to put this whole thing together.
Yeah.
You put together your own forecast.
Uh-huh.
You pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands, Frisbone.
Wow.
It's all up to you.
It's my show. Oh, wow.
Well, what an exciting time for Flash. He could go down in the history books as a pioneer, the first person to inaugurate the WAP weather-oriented pop format. It's later in the evening now, as Flash begins his new career as a weather jockey.
And in addition to fog, London will also be seeing additional rain today, but it's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam, Manitoba. I'm Flash Frisbone. You're listening to The WAP Show, weather-oriented pop for all of Bim Bam and surrounding area. Beautiful day in Bim Bam. It's also a lovely day over in Montreal today.
Look how the skies are silver, beautiful Montreal. Out of the sky of silver.
High-low, 2718. Music and weather.
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea.
And the satellite photograph shows that our friends in the Saucy Islands can be expecting some tropical disturbances, as we said. This is High Low 2718. I'm Flash Frisbone. This hour's weather and music is brought to you by BJ's Truck Stop, the place for fine food and good country music. It's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature is 27 degrees at Celsius. It's a lovely day. No rain expected in the forecast for all of Manitoba. And looking to the south back into the U.S., down in Colorado, Denver is expecting temperatures in the 70s. A nice day for our friends down there in the Rockies.
Hey, Colorado,
back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born.
Across Canada, a beautiful day everywhere today, and right now it's dropped to 26 degrees, but that's Celsius. That means it's nice and warm outside, so we got a little bit of sunshine left here on the early evening, and it's a good time to get out. Beautiful, fantastic day here. We've been bringing you the weather from all across the world, but of course it's the best in your own backyard. Right now it's 26 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, just a fantastic, fantastic day in Bim Bam, Manitoba. Twilo 2718, Flash Frisbone.
It's a moody Manitoba morning. Nothing's really happening. It never... Friday rain.
Weather.
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 And music. High Low 2718.
Take a good look around. There's no clouds looking down upon you.
And for Bim Bam, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, no rain at all. The earliest we could see any rain in the forecast for the local area would be sometime by midday Tuesday. Just a little bit cooler in Paris, and the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hey, this is Floating Flash Fishbone, bringing you the weather here on High Low 2718. All weather, all the time, for all of most of Manitoba. Hey, I gotta tell you, it's just a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature right now is 26 degrees Celsius. A lot of beautiful sunshine today. And the weatherman says, and I quote from the Weather Wire, there is going to be no rain at all until at least Tuesday. So a wonderful weekend in store for you on High Low 2718. We'll be right back with more weather and music after these messages.
There's 5 new records on the jukebox at BJ's Truck Stop. That's right, BJ's Truck Stop in downtown Bim Bam has 5 new singles, including one by Johnny Paycheck.
Boy, this is the easiest job I've ever had. All you gotta do is read the weather and play the stuff.
Oh my God, Frisbone! Oh jeez, Frisbone, what are we gonna do?
Calm down, Frisbone. What's wrong?
Haven't you looked out the window?
No.
Frisbone, haven't you looked out the window? It's raining! It's raining and you've been saying the sun is shining!
Oh my God, what are we gonna do?
I was just down at the truck stop, they canceled all the ads, they said we're a bunch of bozos!
Stop my fault!
What are we gonna do here? I'll be right back!
Tired of bears eating your garbage.
I was just doing my job. I don't understand, man. It said sunshine. I was just doing my job. It ain't my job to look out the window. I read the weather after. It ain't my job.
Oh, Frisbone, quick.
What?
Cue up this record. We're changing format. Cue it up. Just cue the thing up. Okay, cart.
What's going on?
Okay, Frisbone, quick.
Why?
Play this cart and then play the record.
Why?
Play the cart and play the record.
Put the spot for
you. Come
on,
push the button. I don't care about the commercial. Play the cart.
All right.
And then play the record.
All right.
Oh my God. I'm a failure.
This is Disco 18 to 35.
Disco.
Well, what about the weather?
The WAP format is dead. It's disco all the way, Frisbone. Disco all the way.
Okay, I guess. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, Frisbone.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm fired? I was just doing my job!
Well, it looks like Flash is once again out of work. What will happen? As we leave our hero this month, he's walking alone in the rain, heading toward BJ's Truck Stop in hopes of perhaps getting a free meal. Tune in again next month for another exciting adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. The amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are recorded at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Hey guys, got a nice one here for you. Nice early Xavier Cougat 2500 series label here. You don't see this stuff too often here. This is called the Cigarette Rumba. And I ain't featured too much Cougat stuff yet, so I got to put him on here for you. Nice early Victor Scroll here for you. The Cigarette Rumba, pretty good here. So if you guys like rumba music, like Cougat I do, hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
share this lovely view? Is there room for two? Do you mind? Haven't we met somewhere before Italy? The Riviera, or was it France? And Moritz, perchance, may I have this chance? You're so kind. May I say I adore you? One heavenly hour I implore you. Shall we say 7:30 on Saturday? Oh, madame, I look forward to charming times with you on delightful cocktail or two.
Hey guys, got a nice special treat here for you. I forgot I had this one here. This is an early electrically recorded Bluebird, Victor Bluebird label. And this one here is by Shep Fields. And pretty unique one here. This one is Gone with the Wind. And it's from the movie Gone with the Wind, actually. So this record came out in, what, 39, I think, when that movie was made. So I'm going to put this one on here for you. Gone with the Wind. This song from Gone with the Wind by Shep Fields. I don't think I've ever featured too much of him yet, so played on 1925 Victor Credenza.
Than became an empty smoking. that has gone, gone with the wind.
And it's pretty cool letting someone else do your show. This is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And yes, you heard Shep Fields from 1937, Gone with the Wind, and from 1935, Xavier Cugat, one of his early recordings, The Cigarette Rumba. I guess it's time to quit. Well, you know, on occasion on Radio Thrift Shop, I do like to delve into the earlier days of radio. And that's kind of what Flash Frisbone is about. I've decided to include in this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop an entire episode, the very first episode of the Les Paul Show, back from, I believe, 1950. So without further ado, here's Les Paul.
It's the Les Paul Show. Yes, we call it the Les Paul Show with Mary Ford. You can call it transcribed because here it is, hot out of a recording machine. And here's the guitar himself, Les Paul.
Hi. Well, I've got my guitar and I'm here. I guess I ought to mention that my name is Les Paul, and that the other half of the act, my wife, Mary, she's usually here to sing some songs, but something's happened. Well, she just hasn't showed, so I'll carry on the best I can. A couple of things are missing tonight. One is my invention, the Les Pulverizer. That's a gadget I invented. I've been using it on the show here. By plugging my electric guitar into it, it makes it it multiplies it until I have a full orchestra of guitars. And if you sing into it, it makes one voice into 15, 20, or as many as you can stand. Well, they're both missing, and I'll be doggone if I know what's happened. Now, if someone hadn't stole my electric Les Pulverizer, I'd be sitting here strumming this one guitar and it'd sound like six. It's a good old tune. Remember Avalon? Sure wish Mary would get here and she could help me find that high-volt rustler who stole my gadget. I guess I'll stay on this. This sounds good. Sure. tough to be sitting around here with just one microphone, trying to be a normal individual, one guitar. You know, now that I think of it, Mary's been acting kind of strange lately, asking a lot of questions about that invention of mine. And she's been making a lot of trips down... Say, I'll bet you I know where she is. Wait a minute. Excuse me, folks. Mary! Mary!
Are you calling me, Ned?
Mary, are you down in the basement?
Uh-huh. We're down in the basement.
Well, how do you like that? You can't trust these women. Mary Ford, you get up here this minute with my pulverizer.
Okay, I'm coming up. I didn't know you were looking for me.
How corny can you get? And Mary, quit twisting those dials.
What happens if I turn this dial?
What?
What'd you say?
I was gonna say, leave that dial alone.
Your voice is definitely too high.
Oh, me.
Well, hello, Amos. Where's Andy?
Mary, I'm telling you, you're gonna bust something.
Hey, here's one I haven't tried.
Mary!
Would you repeat that?
Mary!
What is it, Jack?
What a commotion. Why does everything have to happen to me? Wonder if Edison or Benjamin Franklin went through a thing like this.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was a great man. He discovered electricity.
He did, huh? Well, what about the guy that discovered the meter? He's the one that made all the money. The best thing you can do is loosen up those straps and take that Les pulverizer off your back. And don't forget to pull the AC plug out of the wall before you get a shock.
Never mind.
Here, let me help you with that.
I got it on and I can wiggle out of it.
If you aren't a sight for sore eyes trying to wiggle out of that gadget, you look like a hula dancer.
Do I really?
Oh, Mary. You act so silly.
Now with my Mary Forderizer, I throw this switch, and now I'm three. Come on, Les, grab a guitar. I'll make you sound like four Fred Waring.
Well, he doesn't even play the guitar. He plays the banjo. Was Tom Swift's electric grandmother, Mary Ford. Yes. Mary, my advice to you is to toss a guitar over your back to protect yourself from buckshot and head west in a boat loaded with pineapple for that beautiful island.
Les, help me, help!
What, Mary, what's the matter?
I don't know. Your machinery is starting to smoke and I can't get it off my back. Undo the straps, Les.
Come on over here and I'll help you. Didn't I tell you something would happen?
Yes, Les, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Please hurry, please.
And you promise never again to fool with my inventions?
Yes, I promise.
And will you remember that it's the Les pulverizer and not the Mary Forderizer?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, turn around. Oh, there you are.
Thank heavens, I'll never do this again.
Well, that'll teach you to stay away from my inventions. Well, now to grab my guitar here. Gotta plug it into the Les pulverizer. I gotta set all these dials over again. You twisted them and you were going haywire. Now let me see. I gotta do this. There you are. Now I'll put a wire on here. Oh, here's the trouble. There you are. Three guitars. Still isn't any bass, so there's something. Oh, here it is. Now watch the bass. Yeah, that's better. Boy, this thing is sure messed up. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, this is a good tune, you know? Maybe the folks would like to hear it all the way through.
What was the name of it?
Where or When.
I liked it.
Mary, tell me, as my wife, are you tired of playing second fiddle to the guitar?
If it were just your guitar, it wouldn't be so bad, but having our lives centered around these crazy electrical gadgets...
I think I see your point. I've just made a decision. I'm through with electronics. No more electrical gadgets for me.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I've felt for a long time that you've been fed up with this stuff, so I've decided to call it quits.
Well, good.
Which reminds me, why did you ever go down in the basement with that gadget in the first place?
Well, I thought if the thing could make one guitar sound like six...
Yes?
I could plug in my new Hoover vacuum cleaner and clean the house six times as fast.
Yes, you would think of something like that.
And by equalizing the output and connecting the grid of the two...
I understand. Thank you, Miss Vacuum Cleaner of 1950. Now she pauses in her work to sing a song that swept the nation a few years back. I'll see you in my dreams.
The corn's sure popping now.
Here's your broom, gal. Sing.
Now?
Now.
I'll see you in my dream. Hold you in my dream. Someone took you.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you, Les, but I can't take the credit. I stand here and sing into a microphone, and there's 12 other voices on there I had nothing to do with.
No.
You're over there turning your dials and fooling with wires and playing the guitar. And
no more electric wires for me. I'm done with them, believe me.
Oh, I can't believe you're
serious. I'm going to join Wires Anonymous.
Oh, but Les, you'd miss all of that.
No. I made up my mind, so you can help me by not mentioning anything about it. I'm done. Someone's at the door. Would you answer it, please? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was talking about electrical gadgets. Well, I'm going to join this club, Wires Anonymous. That's quite a place. No wire, no electronics. Don't dare mention it.
It's Western Union, Les.
Oh?
Are you Les Paul?
Yeah.
I have a wire for you.
Wire? Don't even mention that name around here. Who sent you, Alvino Ray? Good night, folks.
Good night.
From 1950, the very first episode of the Les Paul Show, featuring, of course, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Absolutely incredible musicians, some of my favorites of all time. And today has been sort of more of a radio thrift shop than usual, even. Listening to some old tunes, listening to some old radio shows, and of course, Flash Frisbone, which follows the great lost episode of Radio Thrift Shop, which I was recording earlier, which is absolutely vanished. Boom, computer crashed, no memory left. And so that was that. So hopefully you're hearing this. And if you are, I do appreciate you listening. You can also hear the Radio Thrift Shop on KART 94.1 Radio for the Creative Soul. And that's at creativesoulfm.com. Okay, we're going to cruise on out with a couple of definite thrift shop standards today, starting with the Enoch Light Singers. You'll recognize it.
Say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to
come on, baby, light my
jumping.